This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. The cost of college has become a major talking point during the 2020 presidential campaign.
This proposal completely eliminates student debt in this country.
Many middle-class American families are getting ripped off.
What we have to do as a country is roll back that debt.
The issue is especially acute in Pennsylvania, which ranks second in the nation for debt per borrower. Now more families are asking if a degree is worth it. For some, it simply will a graduate's future salary be worth the tuition investment. Keystone Crossroads reporter Avi Wolfman-Arendt takes us to what is, by one measure, the best deal in higher ed in the entire state. And surprise, it's located in a nondescript high school in suburban Philadelphia.
When Chuka Osakwe decided to go back to school, he had two basic criteria.
I wanted something that would be quick and, of course, valuable.
The 37-year-old is a recent immigrant from Nigeria. He has two kids, a wife, and no time to mess around.
It might interest you to know that I have two jobs.
In addition to this?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Last year, Osakwe enrolled at what you could consider the best higher ed option in all of Pennsylvania. Not Pitt, not Penn, not Lehigh, but the Delaware County Technical School's Practical Nursing Program. We'll just call it Nurse U for short.
The teachers understand what you're going through. They know that this is an adult program, and a lot of people have lives outside this. So they do what they can to keep you focused. They do what they can to keep you with them.
Make sure the bed's at lowest it can go. We have to make sure the side rails are up.
Nurse U is a one-year program that trains people to become licensed practical nurses, which is basically a half step down from being a registered nurse. For lots of folks like Chuka Osakwe, it's a quick ticket to the middle class.
I mean, I'm in the sandwich generation. You know, I have parents that depend on me in Africa. I have kids that depend on me right now. I want to create a life for myself that I'll be proud of.
Kate McNamara runs Nurse U, which is located just west of Philadelphia.
There's very little overhead.
Its campus, if you could call it that, spans a single hallway inside a Votech high school. McNamara runs the 100-student program with a lean staff.
I have two administrative assistants, is Barb.
Hey, Barb.
She's vital to this whole organization, and Marianne is she's going to be my data person. She's a new employee here.
This tiny program on a quiet suburban road has an incredible distinction. If you look at how much it costs and compare that to how much graduates make in the first decade after they enroll, it is the single best deal in Pennsylvania, at least according to this guy.
My name is Martin Vanderwerf. I am the associate director at the Georgetown University Center on Education and the Workforce.
Vanderwerf and his colleagues recently created a higher ed evaluation metric called net present value. And lots of practical nursing schools like this one in Delco rank high. Elsewhere in PA, they say tiny programs in places like Fayette and Armstrong counties are producing huge returns on investment. That doesn't mean these schools are necessarily better than traditional four-year colleges, Vanderwerf says, but it does mean that some low-cost programs that teach a very specific skill can have major payoffs.
I think there used to be a time in American society when people would say, geez, if you're going to college and explore for a few years, really tap into your passions and understand what it is that you want to do. And, you know, now that college is so expensive, the average American going to college, you know, just doesn't have the money to really explore.
Some Pennsylvania lawmakers want the state to double down on programs that connect people to in-demand industries. But others say that kind of thinking can go too far. Will higher ed de-emphasize broader forms of learning and discovery that can pay off over the long term? And what about when the job market shifts? Will schools end up on this treadmill, constantly creating workforce-focused programs that quickly outlive their usefulness? Vanderwerf does worry about that and says,
the gold standard ought to remain the bachelor's degree.
He says that over the long term, 30, 40 years, many graduates of traditional four-year colleges and universities will earn more than the graduates of Nurse U. But he also argues that lots of people can't afford or don't have time for those options. People like Nicole Obisi.
And I didn't really know what I wanted from life. I just know that I wanted stability.
Obese is a 24-year-old student at Nurse U and has already overcome a lot in her young life. She had the first of her two children at 19 while living in a homeless shelter. With a baby to support, Obese realized her job as a Target cashier wasn't going to cut it. So she completed a two-month program to become something called a nurse's assistant. That job paid about $12 an hour.
So I said, okay, well, that will be a start for me because at that point, anything's better than nothing.
This week, she graduated from Nurse U with about $5,000 in loan debt, roughly six times less than what the typical college graduate has. She says this certificate will change her life.
The moment I'm making nurse money, I'm moving my kids. You know, I have the goals of every other American, you know, just the nice house, the good family, the good paying job.
In other words, the American dream, which in this little known corner of the education world still seems to be alive and well. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, Keystone Crossroads.